Check mic.
Yep, is it taking?
You're. Or here just in case. All right. I might check, might check. All right, conscious. Conscious, a crazy podcast. Yes, it's not. Hey man, shoot, what's been going on with you, man? This the homie Jalen, man.
What's been going on,
Day
man?
one, man. Mars. Fuck Mars Squad. Hey man, what's the daily struggles of a FedEx driver, man? What's the daily drama you be going through, man? What be going on, man? We starting on the daily, the daily struggle. Rap song, man. You should, like, certain routes, like you told me about, like, the different cities and all that, like, the cities you travel to and all that. Like, what's the, like, key differences in some of these neighborhoods? Like, you see the functionality of some of these neighborhoods. Like, what's some key differences? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man. We need to get back to what we mean. Well, we got the church. Barbershop, is it? That's pretty much it. Premises. I'll read the lyrics. I don't care what J. Cole thinks. That shit. Like, K-Dot, that shit is weak. This record, so we kind of touched in on it, but the audio wasn't all that. So, first of all, J. Cole apologized. You feel like you called this shit.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about Common, man, I mean Common, like he was a positive rapper, conscious rapper, but shit, he gave Ice Cube the smoke. Like the bitch in you, like. Sweet, like his diss to Drake, that shit was crazy. Bitches, come on. I mean, it started over a woman, man. Shit. Because that's kind of how it started. He was about to be engaged to Shorty. He was serious about it, yeah, bruh. And then Drake was at her fucking game. It was some bullshit.
It's so steamy.
Oh, yeah. You wasn't with me shooting at the gym. And salute to Kobe, man.
That shit is still crazy.
And then yeah, man, shit. But yeah, Drake, man, I mean, I'm gonna play the whole thing, and then like, so,
finishing off, man, like J. Cole apologizing, that shit was crazy. Like, he dropped it Friday and then he apologized like Sunday night. Hey, Kendrick, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, bro. He tried to be a mentor to what's his name? Lil Pump. Like, fuck yeah. So we painted the scenario like the call after what Drink Champs. You remember Kanye? What really happened behind the scenes? Who stepped to J. Cole? Some niggas stepped to J. Cole. That nigga say sorry, man. You trip. I feel like top. Somebody. You don't think so? You sure? Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Like, is J. Cole KD? Is he? Yeah. Yeah, he duck smoke. Niggas kid. They all got kids. What they doing? Like, I was saying this to somebody, man. Like, I can't be beefing in your 30s. Like, y'all got tension, like, fighting a nigga every time you see him. Like, it gets exhausting after a while. You gotta talk about somebody in a verse. That shit gets annoying. So, yeah, fuck that nigga from Cali. I mean, competition. Yeah, I think Drake stepped out. I mean, not Jay. J. Cole stepped out. He had no business in it, stepping into it anyway. So, I think he's I ain't scared, man. I'm from Charlotte, nigga. He's from country suburb, you know, outskirts of suburb. But not, it was real how he grew up, man. He's seen some things, you know, his mother. All that, like, yeah, he grew up, man. He grew up different, like, he had step pop and all that, so I can relate to that. I don't know, bro. I feel like I could somebody step on that. I didn't get the chance to listen to that, so tell me what Maul's reaction was in order. Yeah, that's crazy. Business is business, yeah. So, we talked about, boxing references and all that. I'll probably call him Big Bro again. My phone was going up. But shit, boxing-wise, who's the big three represents? Like, so, who's Tank Davis? Is Kendrick Tank Davis, or is he? Nah, we said he more Floyd Mayweather. Like, yeah. And then who is J. Cole, and then who was who's Drake? But nah, it's crazy. All you back on to a lot of niggas apologize. A lot of niggas apologize. You could apologize. You apologize to Kenny. Like, everybody, this ain't the first time somebody apologized. You know what I'm saying? Niggas been apologizing. I feel like niggas, somebody stepped
happened to him.
Old school Gemini, nigga. Can't trust him, man. All of a sudden, y'all good the next day. All of a sudden, nigga. Your car don't work.
I will admit that.
But no, shit. Oh, yeah. So, condolences, man. We talked about it a little bit. But condolences to OJ.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. Finding that out the other day. Like, damn, man. OJ. And then, of course, I got to play some. He got to quit it, bro. Legit. Hey, is he. Like how Rodney King passed away too, is it like tangent? But yeah, like he lost all his money. Like that was crazy. I hate how Rodney King passed away. But OJ, man. Oh man, I watched that doc. You know, Cuba Gooding Jr. Salute to Cuba, man. Get out your own way, Cuba Gooding Jr. Man, he fucking up.
Nah, he just be fucking up, man. He had like some cases.
Yeah, Cuba, he a wild boy, man. Yeah, you see, Tay Diggs cross dressing for like a fucking play or something. I ain't with that, bro. Like, yo, I don't care how. I ain't act like it's a thin line. Yeah, it was crazy. Salute to Outkast. Salute to Rico Wade. He passed away at 52. Yeah, I might delete that. Yeah, I'm deleting today. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I need to listen to it, bro. And that's an Outkast for sure. Lupe apologized. Jay Electronica apologized. Remember, Macklemore apologized. It's like, man, I shouldn't have won that Grammy, nigga. It's like, man, nigga, why? Yeah, but he posted it because he knew his album wasn't shit.
No, he is.
Yes.
I
just
gotta be on my.
Yeah. What's his name? Oh, get on your doctor.
My Lord Jamar.
Lord Jamar,
yeah.
I'm not alone. Yeah. Salute to Drake, man. That's a Drake bar, too. I think so. He said. But nah, bro. Once again, it's Rico Wade, man. Dungeon Family, man. Outkast, man. 52 years old. I don't know what he passed up, but salute to him, OG. For real. Made classics, man. Once again, Dungeon Family. Goody Mob, Outkast. You know, for your ass, man. Salute, man. For real. But let's get to this Drake, man. Let's get to this snippet, man. Pause, Outkast. By itself, that's crazy. Well, yeah, but yeah, like, oh yeah. So my week, man. These badass, bro. These kids, man. I'm worried about them, bro. It's some little killers, man. I'm bumping into. So that bitch be nosy, like, yo, you can't be. You in third grade? You calling? She a bitch? Really? You in third grade? They different, man. It's like, yo, yeah, he a op. Like, he a op. Just like, yeah, I was like, yo, you ain't got no fucking ops, nigga. You in third grade, nigga. Math right now is the op, nigga. Your teacher a op, nigga. Like, yeah, man. I got to go outside. Exactly. So that means they got. You know, one of them said my favorite rapper is King Von. If you listen to the lyrics, yeah, everybody opted King Von. It's, you know, I hate what happened to King Von, you know, but like karma is karma. Like negative energy meets negative energy. Like you can't put negativity out and expect to live a positive lifestyle. Like I said, man, like he was on a decent path rap wise. Like he was trying to, you know, he had kids, so he was trying to make a new way for his kids, but he was living a bad lifestyle to try to go in a direction. Like, all right, so if you want you're trying to live a different lifestyle, cool. You can talk a certain way, you speak your stories and all that, but get out of Chicago, move somewhere else. Like, if you're trying to live a peaceful life, paying full, I love the game. You know what I'm saying? Remember paying full, yeah. I love the game. Are they gonna be cheering for me? Like you get to that high, man. And that shit is crazy. That power, man. Yeah. That dopamine, man. And also, we talked about the OJ, of course, with the OJ, man. You know, 76.
Oh, you heard ASAP? He threw shots at Drake as well.
No.
He shot at Chris Rondo.
Yeah. So they dropped the album, of course. We don't trust you, and we still don't trust you. Just dropped this week. J. Cole had a song. It's like, oh man, fuck it. Like, they saying Drake should say, man, Drake should fuck with J. Cole right now. Like, so it's like everybody, you know, the team, like, they ain't fucking with Drake, kind of. Like, to get in Rick Ross, he don't fuck with Drake right now either, man. He beefing. Shit is crazy, man. If this really happens, what are you thinking, man? Bro, what do we think about those bars, man? Yeah. What do we think about those? Yeah. I don't know, bro. They said it's leaked, so do we think it's real or something that's been out?
No, I'm not hearing rumors.
Hmm.
Because I heard Mom say something.
So what do we think Kendrick's diss is? Of course, I think Kendrick's gonna hit harder than that. Fuck you. That man, is that album ever gonna come out? I don't think so now. Going tour. Yeah. A lot. Yeah, man. Shit, man. Trying to figure out, bro. Like, yeah, man. I think it's about time that, because they've been playing around with this, subliminal. Kendrick more direct. You've been throwing the direct shots. Drake is more subliminal, but yeah, man. So is it really over for J. Cole? Like, is his career? Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying no. I got
too much respect for him. Do you think he lost? Oh, you watched the whole. Oh, he fucking. Wait, he forgot lyrics? J. Cole. What song? He had a bad weekend. He had a lot on his mind. Damn, man. I don't know. Drag, Soldier, Salute to Soldier. I'm on teams. I'm Team Soldier. Real Compton City G's or something like that. Real Compton City G's or something like that. Okay, I got that one for you. Yeah, yeah.
I got three. I don't know how I got three, but three. I got Cannabis 3, KO, second round.
Yeah.
And I got back to back.
Oh, yeah. Ether. Yeah, nah. Drum roll.
I'm on.
Drum roll. My nigga Jonathan Mays.
Got a year of counseling.
It was on his head. Salute to,
I'm happy for him, man.
Yeah, salute. Hey, bro, I didn't know that Megan Good was older than him.
Yeah.
She's 42, 32. Like,
yeah, you know,
hey, man, I wouldn't mind. Like I said, I don't mind an older woman, man. But it was way deep for me.
What's that?
What? Cousin Skeeter, nigga? That's Cousin Skeeter?
Yeah.
That's man from that. That's man with the... Oh, damn, man. Yeah, but shit, yeah, Jonathan Majors, bro. He finally free, but I see he already, he's got a movie in the works with Spike Lee. It's called The Understudy. So it's probably gonna be, you know.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, man, salute. So, I mean, I'm trying to think. But yeah, man, I'm really... Shit, what Kendrick do or something, but yeah, we talked about it. No Diddy, man. These kids were saying no Diddy. It's all that, so that shit is funny, man. Like that situation, we talked about it, but
oh yeah,
it's next.
What about his son?
I mean, I'm talking to Mike.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's like, got, like, yeah. No, that sound like some ghost and Tariq shit. But you want to do some shit? I got the fucking sound. I got the
hard drive.
Tariq.
The biggest center got that. Yeah, they be on. I can honestly say,
thank God I don't have that in my phone.
I'm saying, on either side.
I'm saying. Sometimes it be a lot of dirt.
Oh, shit. You motherfuckers are fine. I'm about to say, I'm serious. You've been lying to me the whole time. I'm happy for
him. Hold a woman, man. Try it, man.
Hey, you know, it's
a lot peaceful
that way.
Nah. Gorilla?
Mom
and daddy, man.
Whoa. Yeah,
you ain't got no daddy, nigga. I was like, yeah, he my op, but come on, you ain't got no damn op, man. Y'all gotta, yeah, man, these parents, I realized, bro, growing up, I didn't realize until now, like, of course, school, of course, is damn near an educational version of a daycare, let's be honest.
Yeah.
they take them to, they take it to boys and girls clubs, mm-hmm. and all that. It's like they need some time away from their kids. They like they don't even want to get to know their kids half the time. I'm gonna be honest, I'm saying, bro, like they don't. They try to get to know their kids, but nah, it's like, that's a problem. In some form of fashion, like, damn, who's really raising these kids? Is it me? Yeah, bro. Don't let Instagram raise your kids. Bro, they on their phones too, bro. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
These kids on their phone every 2 seconds. Like, put your phone down. Yeah, they can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then whatever household they grew up in, the norm.
It's a pattern, man. It's a fucking pattern.
Hey, man. Dr. Umar. You're going to put your Umar cap on. That's what happened in my family.